Spain's Supreme Court has issued a European arrest warrant for the former Catalan president after nine Catalan politicians and activists involved in the 2017 failed referendum to declare independence for the region were sentenced to years in prison today. Three other defendants were found guilty of disobedience and fined. The court case has been the most politically charged in Spain's history. Now, there have been widespread protests across Catalonia in response to the prison sentences. Five regional roads were blocked, as were several streets in the city of Barcelona, and we can hear now from one of the many thousands of protesters.
Today is a bad day, it's a sad day. The trial was a fake trial, and now the Catalan people, it's time to go to the streets.
Well, Stephen Bergin is a Barcelona-based journalist who writes for The Guardian newspaper. And Stephen, tensions have been high since those sentences were handed down this morning, and no doubt the issuing of that European arrest warrant will increase the tension around this issue.
Well, almost immediately when the news broke quite early this morning, people started filling the streets and the squares and in peaceful protest, and so far it has all been peaceful. I think people are shocked. People were shocked that they were charged 2 years ago with these very serious offences that carry long prison sentences. And there was some hope that from rumours over the weekend that they would get off rather lighter. But in fact, they've been given almost the maximum sentences for what they've been charged with. And I think, people, regardless of whether they're pro-independence or not, the overwhelming majority of people feel that this is excessive punishment for what they did.
And what's been the official response from Spain and Catalonia?
Well, the official response from the Prime Minister in waiting, because of course we're due to have an election next month, is that this is a kind of watershed, a time to move on and time to start dialogue. The view from the Catalan side is that great injustice has been carried out, and this simply shows that the Spanish state is as authoritarian and autocratic.
And what do you expect the impact will be of the issuing of the European arrest warrant for the former Catalan president? Is that likely to increase tensions?
Possibly, but I suppose it's all part of, of a package that we basically spent 2 years in a sort of hiatus waiting for these judgments to be passed down, and it was always sort of thought that if these people were found guilty, that they would find a way of reissuing a warrant for Puigdemont, that this time would get through the Belgian legal system, which the last one didn't.
Stephen Bergin in Barcelona, thank you very much for joining us on the News at One.